Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
New year, same song, same app, same rugby league. We're back for 2021 NRL SC Talk. Lakey and JT here. Lakey, how are you, mate?
Oh, mate, I am thrilled. Absolutely risking divorce by being on here on Valentine's Day, but this day is about being with the people you love, so I'm here with JT and I'm here with you listeners for the day, and I'll worry about all that family stuff later.
Oh, could there be anything more romantic than a podcast about NRL Supercoach, mate? What romance is in the air today?
And you say not with what we've got for you guys. You guys are absolutely going to love us today.
Well, that's it. We are absolutely dropping a gift here, and it's something we've been in the works with for about a month or so now. Even at the start of the year, we were putting all the ideas together, all the thoughts in our heads. They've finally gone down. Pen has hit paper, and we're about to drop a very special surprise. And, Lakey, this is your baby, 100%. You have put in so much time and effort into this. What have you got for us 2021 preseason year?
Mate, it is not all me. I just put the bells and whistles on it, a few pretty pictures. But all the boys at the site have gathered up this year, and as I said, we've taken the pen, taken the microscope over 550 players, 580 players or something like that, NRL reserve grade, just to make your life a little bit easier when it comes to picking and choosing who you're going to go with this year. So we've got, as I said, 580 players, every team. We've got predicted 17s. We've got your casualty ward, your suspensions. And we've got a couple of the boys from Twitter, the Three Wise Draftmen, have come in and given us a hand to compile a list of draft rankings to help you guys in the draft game in the next couple of weeks when you get your team set up. So it's a huge addition, and we couldn't be more proud of it.
We haven't even dropped the name, mate. What is it?
It is called the Mega Guide. We have it.
The Mega Guide.
We have it. It's back. It's back. It's a year hiatus in 2020, as was, should have been most of the NRL, but we are absolutely back. Yes, yeehaw indeed.
Oh, mate, how good. The Mega Guide, it's been about a year, I think, because we didn't have one in 2020. We had one in every year that I can remember being a Supercoach fanatic. This was the go-to guide. So everything, as you said, 582 players. This is no small feat. I know everyone who's trying to throw a team together, just you've got no idea. You've got numbers being floated left, right, and center. You've got people on Twitter, people on Facebook got their own ideas. But this is the one-stop shop for every single thing you'll need to make a call for your 25 players for round one, about a month away as well. So as like you said, there's absolutely top to bottom. This thing has it all. So we've gone through and graded everyone. We've given them an A to an E. You'll see in the Mega Guide how that all works. But surprisingly, just 16 players, like you, we've given an A grading to.
Yep.
Four secondary forwards, three centre wings, 3 5-8s, 3 fullbacks, 2 hookers, 1 front rower, and 1 halfback. So pretty much across the board there, you've got some A-star players there, but having to fit them all in is the big question there. Lakey, what have you learned from writing it? So obviously you've taken on a lot of the legwork with putting this together, and Wilfred, myself, and Stilesy, our mailman, have all contributed some of the team write-ups there. But what have you specifically learned in your month or so of putting this thing together?
Oh, there's a lot of players in the NRL, mate. That's what I learned. There's a lot of players.
582.
Yes, that's what I mean. We have, as I say, it's all up. It's 140 pages of, you know, stats and analysis for you people out there to sift through over the next month. So, but yeah, I was surprised with our grading system as it is. Your A players are your absolute studs and guns, or the rookies, the cheapies that are going to get a run from round one. So, those must-have players. There isn't a lot out there that are just absolute shoo-ins to our team. So you're going to have to be really picky choosy, as we are every year, but you're going to have to real pick and choose between a couple of positions, and they might be your backup halves, which is, you know, your Lachlan Lambs, Matt Moylan's, your boy Michael Morgan, Connor Watson's,
yeah,
those sorts, you know, those mid-grade, mid-range type guys. One or two are going to have to miss out because you just can't pick them all.
And that's the biggest thing for this mega guide for me. When I was a reader rather than a writer of this, it was just, I think, 2018, and I had to make a call on a mid-ranger because we all do at the start of the year. We just can't fit everyone in. Often the A's go without saying, but it's those B to C guys, so the ones that you're trying to squeeze into your side, and you really can't split a lot of them here. Like, I remember back in 2018, it was a call I made to bring in Elliot Whitehead from the start of the year that absolutely killed it for me. Ended up fourth after round two, and got to put that down to the mega guide and just the ideas that it gives you there, some of the different flavors and spin that people can put on things. So Elliot Whitehead was my boy in 2018. So I don't know. I'm trying to think who – I had a look at James Fisher-Harris when I was doing the Penrith write-up, and he's fallen a little bit by the wayside there. He's had a massive year in 2019, fell away a little bit last year, but with some moving ons in the Penrith lineup and a lot of handy props, James Tarmo has gone, potential for that kind of guy to go up in, and I've written a bit about that in the guide there. So he might be what I'm hoping is the breakout star for this year for me. Did you have anyone in your mind?
Yeah, there was a couple that jumped out to me as I was writing. You know, I was very down on any Broncos from last year, obviously, as we tend to be. But then I did the Tigers write-up, and Joe Offengawi struck out to me as someone who could be a bit of a bounce back candidate and those sorts of things. But, you know, so I wrote my teams, and I had a list of players in my head who I thought, yeah, I'm going to chuck them in. And then I was reading through your write-ups and Stilesy's write-ups and Wilfred's write-ups, and my list changed tenfold. The points that you come across that you haven't considered, even like we do this day in, day out sort of thing, and someone will just put a different spin on a thought and you go, that's, you know, fantastic. I hadn't thought of that. So, yeah, it's just, as I said, there's a lot of information and it really does help. It really helps sway your thoughts. But, yeah, going back to things we learned, what I learned is there's not a lot of depth in the halfback position. It really has a sort of Cleary or DCE or rookie feel to it this year. There's, you know, you got a couple of mid-range guys. I guess Moses will fall into that category now as well. But following, you know, three or four kind of top-range guys with SJ being out for the majority of the year, you've kind of got to go gun rookie in that spot because there's not a lot of depth there.
And that's it. That just means you can't go large in some of the other positions. So even now in the team that I've got going, I've got two cheapy hookers. So, but yeah, it's one of those things. Like as you said, there's not a lot of depth outside of, you missed one name, Michael Morgan, but, anyway, we'll get to him. But, that sort of positional analysis as well will really help make up your mind coming into that round one Teamless Tuesday. Obviously, a lot of us are tinkering with sides at the moment there, but as you said, halfback is a bit of a dearth of talent at the moment. So maybe you just do ride the Cleary end or maybe DC, maybe go the duo there as I've done there. But, a lot to like about those two guys.
Yeah, exactly right. And I say if you're going to stack them, you go with you've got a pretty small range to go with there, so that's helps in that regard. Otherwise you go with some cheapies and who have been earmarked for an early role in their teams, and you can stack other positions like your fullbacks. There are so many good fullbacks that we can throw in this year. Obviously not enough, only two spots to fill, but I reckon that there are five or six that you could legitimately start with and be happy with in your team. And the same goes for hookers this year. There's a fair few hookers that you can throw in there and be really happy to start the year with them.
Yeah, and that's a good point as well. Kalen Ponga is now fullback only, which makes that whole area even more of a mess. So, I mean, what do we do with him there? Even other guys like Isaiah Yeo, who's now lost his dual status as well, what do we make of him? Who else? You got a guy like Kurt Capewell, I reckon, is going to be a massive trap for people if they're looking at him. He's obviously flavour of the month with the whole the work he did in Origin. So it's all those sort of guys there filling those kind of positions and those that might have changed since last year. And we go into quite a bit of detail about that. So it's all good stuff. As you said, there's not enough fullback positions. A couple of other things I've also noted. Lachlan Morant is still somehow in this game.
I did notice that too, actually. Yeah, that one really struck out to me. And I went, hold on a second. And I double-checked. I went back into the app and double-checked. And I thought, that's got to be a typo from one of last year's or the previous year's edits. But no, he's there. You can pick him if you so choose.
Yep, might as well be a auto-nuff basically from round one if you do go him. A few other players as well that we've looked at that have just fallen off. We love our fallen guns. It just means they are, if they've got proven history in the game and they've for whatever reason had a down year, they could be on the rise. And those are the likes of Mike Acevo, Blake Ferguson, Bailey Simonson, Will Hoppawattie, even though he might be at center, which could dampen him a bit there. But there are a lot of players that have fallen away a little bit in this game. So it could be the year of the bounce back. And the last one that I've got in here, and this is something that's just been messing with all of us writers here as we try to get this mega guide out, is there has just been so much stuff going on in preseason 2021, whether it's injuries, whether it's players getting stood down for drink driving, whatever that might be, players moving clubs. Like, there's just been so much conjecture about where people are actually going to play. And we haven't even touched on Cam Smith and what the hell's going on there. So the NRL...
Mate, Cam Smith hasn't even touched on Cam Smith and what he's doing. Nah. So nobody knows.
It has made this thing an absolute nightmare. One week, and things just get turned upside down on their head. It's been quite a challenge, but we finally got there. Valentine's Day, as we said, romance well and truly in the air. We're coming early with a little gift there for you. But mate, you and Wenan were having a chat last night just about getting this thing out. And I think we might have stumbled on the very first banner curse of the
year. We did. I don't know if anybody else has picked it up, but we tweeted out earlier this month, late last month, something like that, that the Mega Guide was coming, and put up the title page of the Mega Guide, and bad banner curse, far left, Cam McInnes, fronts.
Oh,
and we absolutely put the mocker on him early. The banner curse is strong this year, guys, so just keep an eye out. We also have Cody Walker, Kalen Ponga, Teddy, and Tom Alolo on the cover, so just be wary when selecting your teams. Actually, Ponga's out to start the year anyway, yep. So yeah, got two.
If you can just please move Tamalolo out of that banner before we launch, that would be fantastic. But Supercoach Talk, we're very well known for our banner curses. So they have very much struck early. Mate, that's probably all we really need to go into for the Mega Guide. It speaks for itself. Any info on where people can get this?
Yeah, we're going to be sending out a link. We're going to be putting up a post on the website soon. So it'll be a payloads system. And actually on that, we have a NRL Supercoach Championship ring to go along with this. So anybody who purchases the Mega Guide this year will go in the running to win that championship ring, and it can go towards your league comps or anything else like that you want to put it to. It can be your draft trophy, your league trophy, or you can just keep it yourself and just tell people you won the competition in 2021, who cares? So, yeah,
why not?
Exactly right. So buy that Mega Guide and you'll go into the running for that. And also we've partnered, and this is huge, we've partnered with Movember this year. So 10% of all proceeds will go towards the Movember Foundation, who, you know, just do fantastic work with men's health, mental health, men's cancer and stuff like that. So even aside from this, I encourage everybody to go check them out, take the time, get involved, or donate once November comes around. You can donate throughout the year, but you know, they obviously have their big initiative through the month of November. So great people and great initiatives.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think in the Mega Guide as well, Wenan has written quite a good piece about what Movember means to him and the work that he's done around that. So absolutely for a great cause there. I think similarly we had a donation to the flood relief in Townsville a couple of years back, that's which was obviously close to my heart. So no, that was it's a very fantastic cause to get around. So thanks very much to the Movember guys and Supercoach Champion Rings who provided that ring for us for you all to go in the draw. Mate, that probably brings us to the end, but we'll go through a little bit on what we're going to be doing for the next month or so while the season heats up. So obviously a lot of trial games going on. This Mega Guide is going to change daily, I would presume. In terms of what we're going to do to keep people updated with the latest versions, have you got any word on that?
Yeah, you guys, we've been copping a lot of flack for not getting this out, but as we said, we've been under the pump with changes and whatnot, and we've been a little MIA this off-season, this pre-season, as we're trying to get this done. It's now there. It's for you guys, and we will be getting straight back into the swing of things. We'll be providing podcasts regarding the teams coming up, as we do every year, who to pick, who not to pick, those sorts of things, our favorites. We'll be leading up in to the week before the season with TLTs and those the usual ones. We'll be providing any sort of content we can on site, and we're all available on Twitter. I've put a bit of a spiel in here in the Mega Guide with our Twitter handles, so if you need any advice or just want to bounce something off us, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on the website. You know, everybody's available and everybody's happy to have a chat. We love what we do and we love helping you guys.
Yep. That sounds great, mate. And, of course, the Mega Guide, as we update, will be sent out to everyone who's already purchased it. So right. Don't be worried about keeping up to date with the latest version there. So we'll continue to work through that as the season heats up. Mate, that's been great to chat. It's been a long off season. I think September 23 was the last time we dropped one of these. So it's definitely been a while between microphone sessions. So glad it's come on Valentine's Day. What could be more romantic? Valentine's Day, Valentine's year, Cowboys, yeehaw. Couldn't go a preseason pod without it, mate.
No, mate, you already dropped one earlier and I couldn't be happier.
That's it. Oh, man, I reckon the season's going to heat up for my boys as well. I don't know where. I think we've got you guys as eighth, the Knights as eighth in our Mega Guide.
So,
for some reason, you guys pushed us, the Cowboys, down to 10th. So, I'll be needing a word around that. Maybe we'll edit that when the trial form starts.
Yeah, it's probably a bit higher. You're right.
Yeah, I love it. All right, mate, thank you very much. Great to speak to you. Obviously, the Mega Guide's huge present we've dished out for you guys today. So hopefully everyone gets on board. Let us know some feedback, any comments, questions, queries you have, hit us up. But, yeah, welcome back to 2021, Lakey.
And to you, mate, and to everybody else involved with the community that we've got there on the website. So welcome back, guys. Keep up to date with everything that's going on. We'll be around.
Oh, I can't wait for round one to kick off. JT and Lakey here, bidding you goodbye, and we'll see you next week. It never works.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.